This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Penguin Presents The Woman in the Wood by Leslie Pierce. Read by Rosie Jones.
Chapter 1. West London, 1960. Maisie was woken by a piercing scream. Startled, she sat up in bed, assuming the sound was coming from the street. But then she heard the cry for a second time and realised it was coming from inside the house. It was her mother. She rushed to her bedroom door and out onto the landing, then paused when she heard her father's voice travelling up from the floor below. "Be quiet, Lily. You'll wake the twins and frighten them. I'm doing this for your own good." Maisie's twin brother Duncan came out of his room and joined her at the top of the stairs. "What's going on?" he whispered. Maisie put a finger to her lips to silence him and held his arm so he wouldn't run down the stairs. Their father, Alistair Mitchum, was a stern man who didn't take kindly to any interference.
"I don't want to go there! I'll get better in my own home," Lily Mitchum cried out. "Don't make me go, Alistair!"
The pitiful pleading brought tears to both Maisie and Duncan's eyes, but they were only 15 and a little afraid of their father, and they simply didn't know what to do.
"How many times have I tried to get professional help for you? Each time you act the same way," Alistair said.